I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today.
Markets are in turmoil. Global trade disputes, government debt, and economic shifts are creating unprecedented uncertainty. Yet, gold and silver remain the ultimate safe haven assets, thriving when chaos reigns. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals empowers you to safeguard your future. Call 720-605-3900 or visit kepm.com/b2t to discover how to reposition your portfolio into low-cost, fully liquid gold and silver bullion. Unlike firms pushing overpriced rare coins, KEPM educates you, avoids high commissions, and charges nothing when you liquidate. With governments and banks scrambling, now is your chance to invest in assets that have stood the test of time. Join thousands who trust KEPM to protect their retirement with integrity. Call 720-605-3900 or go to kepm.com/b2t today to seize this historic bull market opportunity.
Teach here. We are in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Reawaken Tour. Pastor Art came all the way from Canada. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, like we talked off camera, I got this unbelievable, amazing, beautiful feeling. Like I'm back with my grandpa and grandma, and it's a family reunion. All the cousins are coming together, yeah. All the aunts and uncles, and like I know so many people, and it brings such amazing memories. The past 6 years were very brutal for many people.
Yes.
And that's what will get you through those difficulties is family, is friends. Mm-hmm. And even General Flynn today in the morning at the very beginning with Clay, they talked about friendship. Mm-hmm. There is such a betrayal right now. There is treachery. There is unfaithfulness. There is so many things going on. We need each other. Mm-hmm. And that's the message I have for every one of you. We need each other. First, we need Jesus. We need God. Without God, I mean, we don't stand a chance. And then we need each other. Mm-hmm. Do not look for faults. Do not look for, you know, in Poland, we have the saying, if you're looking to hurt a dog, you will always find a stone. You know, that's a loose translation. In other words, if you want to hurt someone, you will find a stick. Mm-hmm. You will find a fault. Don't look for shortcomings. Do not look for faults. Look for positive. And we need each other. We are needy people. We need Jesus. Why do we need Savior? Mm-hmm. We need, you're not the Savior. I'm not the Savior. Mm-hmm. We all need a Savior. And it's so amazing to come and to see you and know that there is a brother that is praying for what is happening to us. And then when you meet all those freedom fighters and the people that were willing to put their lives on the line.
Amen.
They are my heroes. You are my heroes. A hero is a person that sometimes it may even fear to do something, but is doing it nevertheless because of love, because of something bigger. You know, keep your eyes on the prize.
Amen. Amen. And wow, and just in case there's some people that don't know your story that are listening to this right now, what a detriment that what Canada did to you personally, right? For preaching Jesus and literally putting you in jail? I mean, how many times did they shut you down, and how many times did they come to your church, and how many? It's like constant for 6 years, right?
Oh no, not longer than that. General Flynn was talking about two people that are the most persecuted people in United States of America. I think I would beat them both.
Yes, you'd be number one in Canada for sure.
Over 360 citations, over 120 court cases, and many arrests. And not just me. You got to remember, Canadian government went after our entire family. My brother David was arrested 13 times. Our oldest son, which you've met,
yes.
Nathaniel, detained about 20 times so far.
Wow.
Why? Because
you say so far because there's still a bunch of tyrants up there, aren't they?
We have a communist tyranny in Canada. Canada has fallen, don't kid yourself. Quite often when I travel in the United States, I tell the people, you're focusing so much on the southern border, you're not really fully understanding what is happening at your northern border.
That's a good point.
Your enemy, we have 500,000 Chinese troops already trained against the USA on Canadian soil. You should pay close attention to what is happening there. And why is this important? Because look what is happening in Australia, New Zealand, England, Ireland, France, Germany. Mm-hmm. All those nations have fallen. Mm-hmm. They allowed an invasion to take over, that invasion destroyed the fabric of their countries. But the same thing is happening in Canada, and don't kid yourself. They actually want to do the same thing to the USA.
No question
about
it.
They're doing it. Now the question is, are you willing to stand up and oppose that? And how you stand up? How you're willing to oppose that? We, in political realm or with our finances, we don't stand a chance. We have to do it God's way. So even though I have been hammered down for the past 21 years, I'm in court. I'm still in court.
21 years was the first time they put a charge against you?
Yes.
21 years.
2005.
Wow.
I was charged with illegally feeding homeless. I was charged with preaching, which was illegal. I was raided. Police officers with the bylaw services raided our church because there is a law. And I know for you it's hard to believe that this is actually happening in Canada, maybe in Russia, maybe in China, North Korea, sure. But in Canada, they have laws that state that distribution of printed material is illegal. So when you give a Bible, you're breaking the law. If you give a gospel tract, you're breaking the law. I was charged with that multiple times. I won in courts, but you know, the charge is real. Like giving free goods and services.
It's like the process is the punishment, right?
Of course.
Even if they got you into jail and solitary confinement, which is a whole other story. But
solitary confinement, metal cages. Would you believe if I would tell you the Canadian government kept pastor, a minister of the gospel, in metal cages for keeping his church's doors open? You would say, Art, you're crazy, you're making stuff up. But we're in a court, we're actually suing the Canadian government. We went after Attorney General, RCMP, that's not like your FBI. I was arrested by our version of FBI multiple times. We're going after Calgary Police, Chief of Police, Alberta Health Services. We're going after prison for what they've done to me.
Yes.
You know, they kidnapped me from jail. From solitary confinement, I was kidnapped by sheriffs, shackled like an animal, forced to do the penguin march, and taken hundreds of miles away to another prison, and I was locked up in Maxbot for the most dangerous terrorists in the country. And then I spent a week in a psych ward without the evaluation of the doctors, without even the knowledge of Alberta Health Services. How crazy that story is.
No question.
That's why I wrote the book.
Yeah.
Lions Do Not Bow, because you know, when we do a little podcast and shows, I can only give you a little bit here and there, because when people ask me, can you tell us about the arrest? Which one?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta be more specific. Which one? Because I was arrested so many times, my lawyers don't even remember. So you gotta be specific. At the tarmac when I stepped out of the plane because I dared to speak to the American people what's happening in Canada.
Right.
Or on a highway arrest in rain on my knees by the anti-terrorists, or outside my home. I mean, you gotta be very specific which arrest you're referring to. Or my speech to the truckers during the convoy.
I do want to come back to the book, though, because make sure that people think Arthur, A-T-H-U-R, it's A-R-T-U-R,
yes.
Right? So it's Pastor Art, but it's Pastor Arthur, Pawlowski.
Yeah. Right. I grew up behind the Iron Curtain.
Right.
Under the boot of the Soviets. So I laughed that even the Soviets were stealing letters from our names, and it's not with H, it's without, because the Soviets stole it. But you know, that's the Polish spelling, A-R-T-U-R. And the book is called The Lions Do Not Bow. And that was the message I had for the American people, actually for the whole world through the past few years. Because if you know who you are, if you know who your God is, you're not going to bow before wickedness. You see, Mordecai,
you're gonna call it out.
Do not bow before the wicked Hamans.
Amen.
Even if the gallows is very visible.
Yeah.
And we were talking right here about the revelations that God gave me in prison. You know, I had.
And how long were you in prison? Just so they know.
Well, about 2 years with house arrest and actual
crazy.
Jail. In and out, you know, I was approached by so many people throughout my traveling. Do you have a book? You know, because you can only tell people a little bit of your story,
right.
But they are fascinated, they are encouraged, they want to hear more. And I said, you know, I just don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have time. You know, God is a very loving, merciful God.
And in prison you had time, right?
So he arranged a time. And here is the kicker in the story. I knew he wanted me to write the book. I knew it.
Right.
I just believed I don't have time.
Right.
So God says, I will arrange a free time for you. There will be no internet. There will be no cell phones. There will be nothing. No TV. No Netflix. Nothing. And so I was kept in solitary confinement. I'm telling you, the first day, maybe you kind of don't know what's going on. But the next day and the following days, you go nuts.
I bet.
So what you do is, you do something. And the only thing I could do was I could write what I experienced in the past few years, what is happening to me now, why I was arrested,
yelled. So did they just give you paper and a pen? Did they give you that?
So they didn't.
Wow.
But here is a fascinating part of the story. That's why you need to read the book, Lions Do Not Bow. It's on Amazon.ca, Amazon.com.
Okay.
Because the inmates recognized me from TV.
Uh-huh.
And I have become a hero in prison.
Wow.
You know, like you watch the movie Gladiator,
yeah, uh-huh.
And they were general.
Yeah.
Well, everywhere I was being taken, uh-huh. by the either sheriffs or the guards, the inmates were banging on the doors and the windows, free Pastor Art, free
wow.
Pastor Art. I was so popular in prison that when 21 days in my isolation, they sent a petition to the director and they said, if you don't let him out, you're going to have a riot. So
wow.
Next day, I started church services, prayer meetings with the inmates. I led them to the Lord and I spent time with the most dangerous, if you will.
So God sent you right into where he wanted people to hear.
Human traffickers, drug dealers, gangsters.
Wow.
Gun for hire. I mean, serious.
But unlike most people that go in there, you feel like your life was in danger.
I was protected.
You were like protected by them.
I was protected. Actually, what they said to the guards, and here is a fascinating
wow.
part of God's mercy in the circumstances. The inmates, the gang unit, said to the guards, watch, anything happens to this man, watch your back. No one
wow.
dared to touch me. I mean, seriously,
wow.
I walked
That's
everywhere.
Amazing.
I prayed for people. I led them to the Lord. Inmates were coming to my cell when I was locked up through the window with tears, and I would lead them to the Lord.
Oh, wow.
And when I was released
so cool.
from isolation, I lay hands on them, and they were actual healing, documented
wow.
healings in that place. So God used hell and brought heaven into this jail.
He brought light into darkness.
We have to also remember that for every day I was imprisoned, our church, my wife, my brother, our children, they staged a longest ongoing protest. So for every day I was on the inside, the church was on the outside of prison.
Mm-hmm.
My wife rent 4 huge speakers, and they were blasting the music, worship, mm-hmm. preaching, and all of that is in a book. They did Jericho March, the first ever mm-hmm. done Jericho March around prison.
Wow.
Surrounded by hundreds of police officers. I mean, it's a crazy story. But I believe that because, you know how we started this talk today? Family, friends,
mm-hmm.
God?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I'm alive because God raised a remnant, an army
mm-hmm.
that prayed for me, mm-hmm. backed our family, supported us, and stormed heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by the Canadian authorities that there was tens of thousands of Americans that phoned the Canadian government demanding my release.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Is that not amazing? You see, if we would understand the power of unity, we would not be in this trouble.
Yeah, that's a good
that
point.
We are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unity. And there's no one perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. That's
mm-hmm.
why he's God.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, we have flaws, we have difficulties. You know, you have seen it. When I travel around and I speak, sometimes there is a big lineup of people that want to just, you know, thank me for what we've done,
mm-hmm.
you know, hug me and you know, you're a hero, you're this and that. And I kind of like, that's not really the truth. If you don't believe me, call my wife. She will right away tell you that I'm not perfect. But we have a perfect God.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to always point people to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's the beginning and he's the end.
Mm-hmm.
Without him, you know, it starts with him and ends with him. And between, there is a lot of dust. That's
mm-hmm.
you and me.
Right.
It's all about him. And people don't understand that. They look at the president, they look at the political you know, figures or the celebrities or the, you know, rich people, and they think, oh, that's where my help is coming from. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only alive, not because of the money. I'm only alive because of the mercy of God and that he uses people to do whatever, to fulfill his will.
Yeah. Wow. What a story. Every time I get with you, I get new details. That's why people need to get the book.
That's why you need to get the book, because, you know, can you tell me, I have podcasters and you know, media calling me and I say, can you tell us your story? Sorry, I can't. I can give you a little bit here and there, but there's so much.
Right.
Right? I mean, the arrests alone, the courts, the terrorism charge. You know, I was charged with terrorism. First ever Canadian, first ever pastor charged with terrorism for a peaceful address to a hurting truckers. You know, I was a trucker's pastor.
Yeah.
And I did a speech, 19-minute speech to the truckers, hurting Canadians, talking about freedom and God, and I was charged with terrorism.
Yeah,
arrested.
Patriots, people that love their country,
right?
And love God.
So, you know, it's a complicated story, but glory goes to God. And we were talking off camera about the revelations that God gave me
mm-hmm.
in solitary confinement, when you don't have distractions, when you don't have TV, when you don't have,
mm-hmm.
you know, family dinners, all those different things. When you're alone, it's you and God alone, a new dimension opens, a new door opens. And he has downloaded a mini sermons. I included many of them in the book, mini sermons. And one of the revelations I received is when people hate you, when they are digging a pit for you,
mm-hmm.
don't get upset, don't get angry, give them a shovel. Be mm-hmm. grateful for your enemies. And I said,
give
God,
them a shovel.
Give
right.
them a shovel. And I said, God, am I missing something here? I don't like my enemies. I don't want to say I hate them. I don't hate anybody, but I don't like my enemies. They want to hurt me.
Right.
They want me not to succeed. They want to hurt my wife. They want to hurt my children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them. But he says, you don't understand that they are the victims of the enemy. And if they are building a gallows for you and it's big and it's visible, provide them with more timber. And I said, God, I don't get it. I don't understand. And he says, the sooner they will finish their gallows or their pit, the sooner I will be able to step in and push them into their own devices. In a way, if you assist them, if you will help them to dig that pit,
mm-hmm.
the sooner it's finished and it's done, the sooner you're becoming
you'll be
free,
released.
Which is completely different perspective, because in the end of the day, God says, vengeance is mine,
mm-hmm.
I shall repay,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think we are missing this in the church. We want to take the vengeance in
right.
our hands. We, you know, but God says,
human nature.
leave them to me. I'm perfectly capable. You know, my hands are not too short. Your hands are too short.
Mm-hmm.
You have limits, you know, finances and, you know, reach. And we were talking about shadow banning and deplatforming that is happening in Canada, and if you can,
and that had a huge financial burden on you.
Oh, millions of dollars. We've lost. We had seven houses. I was a very successful businessman.
Right.
I was a developer. I was a house builder. I used to own a media company, and they destroyed it. Mm-hmm. However, in the end, you have to understand that what the locusts have eaten, God will repay six, sevenfolds.
Amen.
And He is a God.
In some cases,
justice.
30, 60, 100, I think.
Right? So, in the end of the day, when you give it to God, you're not losing anything. You're actually invested in the uncorruptible, never-ending kingdom, or the bank, if you will, in heaven. Actually, it's very interesting because that's what we do for a living. We preach the gospel, but we feed the poor. We feed thousands of people on the streets of Calgary. And it's very interesting because my first ticket was for feeding the poor. Mm. My first COVID ticket was for feeding the poor.
Your first
COVID.
COVID-19. Oh, COVID-19.
Right?
Okay.
So I became, as you remember, the first Canadian to get that ticket.
Yes.
And it was because I had soup kitchen. So they told me I have to stop feeding the homeless because we're in the middle of this pandemic. And I said to them, listen, you people do not make any sense. If we are truly in this crisis, that means my services are needed now more than ever.
Yeah.
And I send it to the mayor, I send it to the premier, I send it to the ministers. No one replied to me. No one cared. At that moment, I knew this whole thing is a big fat lie. I said 15 to 20,000 individuals roaming the streets, homeless. What do you think is going to happen if you don't feed them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
They will turn into crime.
Yeah.
They will turn into violence.
Right.
If you're shutting down soup kitchens and shelters, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, they have to get food somewhere.
But they didn't care. So that's the story. I mean, there's so much we can talk about. The bottom line is very simple, that no matter what is happening to you, in the end, God still is sitting on the throne. He's unmovable, unshakable. He's not shaken by the globalists. He's not shaken by the Rothschilds. He's not shaken by the Faucis or those demons like Clintons and Obamas. And, you know, I don't want to talk about your latest president because he didn't know where he was most of the time. Those people are lost. They need Jesus, and if they will not repent, turn away from their wicked ways, they're going to end up in hell, and that's a sad story.
Yeah, that is.
So I pity my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
They confiscated my book three times. Canadian government confiscated Lions Do Not Bow three times.
And that was like the
manuscript.
The manuscript.
So I'm in jail. They stormed the cell. They took the manuscript, and so I called the lawyers. It's like, listen, This is Soviet-style persecution. I'm already locked up like an animal here in solitary confinement, no water, no food, lots of times, or in cage, and they even don't allow me to read the Bible or to write my my memoirs.
Right.
What happened? So my lawyer fought, and three times they confiscated, three times we managed to get it back. And you know how it came out of jail? My lawyer smuggled it in her documents through prison to my wife, and we sent it to the Americans, and they printed. And now you've got the book, Lions Do Not Bow.
That's a book that not many people would ever see, if it wasn't for the Lord, right?
Definitely. And that book has become a bestseller in six categories within the first day. And you know what the Canadian government did? Hammered it. Killed it.
Censorship everywhere.
People told me that they bought the book and never received it, but they received money back. So help us support our mission, streetchurch.ca, especially now when we are still in court. The lawyers' fees are astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
And a little man, a little pastor, a little family, little church cannot.
And so they closed your businesses completely?
They shut down our bank account for a month and a half.
Wow.
You know, that's the tyrants. That's what tyrants do. They take away your ability to survive what they're doing to you.
Yeah.
But here is a kicker. God is bigger, stronger. In the Bible, correct me if I'm wrong, but somewhere in the Bible it says all the cattle on all the thousand hills are His. The silver and gold are whose?
Yeah, the Lord's.
The Lord's. So He has a way of keeping us alive and thriving and winning, and that's what we're going to do. But sometimes we need a little bit of help. And I was telling you off camera that if you know anyone that would like to hear the story or portion of the story, podcasters or media, please let them know, because we are so shadow banned. We need support, we need help, and I know that God is going to raise the supporters and helpers just like he did before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here is the thing. God is not only reliable, he is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not like a man that he should lie. Actually, the Bible says it's impossible for him to lie. So when he said, go, you go. Mm-hmm. And you leave the outcome to him. You be faithful. I was offered to move to the United States many times.
Mm-hmm.
I was offered to run a church. I was offered a ranch. I was offered money. Move to the United States. And God said, no, that's not the path
your
I have for you.
Your flight is in Canada.
I raised you for such a time as this mm-hmm. in Canada. It's like saying to Mordecai, Mordecai, you want to, you know, take a vacation, go to Hawaii or Esther, because this is not a very good place for you.
Mm-hmm.
No. They had to stick around and fulfill what God had for them. The same with Joseph, 13 years in prison, falsely accused and you know, enslaved. And that goes to everyone. David, 13 years waiting for him to become king that God spoke to him when he was a kid. Those are the stories that we have to learn from. And we got to stick with Jesus when he says, go and do, you go and you do.
Amen. Amen. I did want to let people know that we're going to put Pastor Art on Faith and Freedom TV. So he has a 90-minute sermon, hour 15-minute sermon each Sunday. We're going to get that on probably the following Sunday or probably during the week as well. So we were going to put him on Faith and Freedom TV. Pastor Art Polisky, Pastor Arthur Polisky. The book is Lions Don't Bow. Is that right?
Yeah, Lions Do Not Bow.
Do Not Bow.
It's on Amazon.ca for Canadians, Amazon.com for the whole world and Americans. And you know, we've donated all the proceeds of the book and every donation that comes our way to this fight. Why? Mm-hmm. Why it's important to keep fighting? Because justice demands action. And the victims of what they've done to us are screaming, many of them from the graves. The blood is screaming for justice. So if we quit justice, we will never see justice. We gotta keep plowing, we gotta keep exposing. We have to, and that's what this conference is all about. Look, every speaker that is coming, every person that takes the stage, it's all about one thing, the truth.
Amen.
People deserve to know what is happening, why, and who. So that's what we're doing. We're exposing them. We've launched this massive lawsuit against those people for the purpose of exposing who did this and why they did it, how much was involved. And I think people deserve to know. The Bible is very clear. It's not your wishful thinking. It's not even feeding tens of thousands of people every week. We feed thousands a week. It's not that that will set the captives free. You know what sets the captives free. Is the truth.
It's all about the
truth. And I believe the truth is worth fighting for. And if the only way we can do it at this moment, through the court system, through the media, through the podcast like this, well, so be it. God can use a donkey. And many years ago, I said to him, God, because I was kind of like a black sheep, and an elder in our church said to me, Art, nothing ever good will come out of you. you're lost cause. And I remember talking to God, and I said, God, you've heard what he said, right? He's a holy man. I'm a nobody. And that really hurt me, because you know, I loved God. Right. I was just black sheep. And I said, God, I'm willing to be your donkey, because somewhere in the Bible I've read that you use a donkey. And I think that I'm a little bit higher than a dirty animal, right? You died for me on the cross. You didn't die for the donkeys. You died for us, for people, for souls. And I said, I'm willing to be your donkey. If you would take me, I'm willing to be your donkey. And if you open my mouth, I will tell the people what you're giving, what is in my heart. And I promise you, I'll always do my best to tell them what you're giving me, even if it will cost me everything. And that's the story, actually. That's the story of Pastor Art Polisky. That's the story of imprisonment. I just refused to shut up.
that you did not bow.
Because the truth is worth fighting for and standing for.
Yeah, no question. Remind people of the website. Say it several times.
Yeah, street, because
in the street,
most of our ministry is on the streets. Streetchurch.ca for Canada. Streetchurch.ca, and there are all kinds of ways you can chip in into the fight. You can buy a book, a small portion. Of course, Amazon takes half of it and right. distribution, all that stuff. But some comes back to the church, and then you can donate on www.streetchurch.ca, and there are all kinds of ways you can support us, and QR codes and whatever works for you. But please do. Sometimes I do podcasts and there's like 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 people watching, and I'm thinking, if every one of them would just give less than a coffee,
right?
You know, our trouble would be over.
Yeah, you would have lawyers all over these, right? These globalists.
we will have lawyers paid, and the whole. I got two legal teams fighting, criminal lawyers and the civil rights lawyers, and that's crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, God, can you touch their hearts at least a little bit? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'm laughing and I say, God, can you torment a millionaire or a billionaire? don't give him a sleep and just say Art Pulaski needs help. Art Pulaski needs help. But you know, most of the time doesn't work that way. It's people like you, people that have a heart, and they say, I want to have at least a little token into this fight, and I'm going to do my little, because you know, we're not asking for millions. We're asking, you know, $5 if you can do it. Mm-hmm. Because if it's 10,000 people, that's another year in the fight for the legal fees.
Amen.
But if that doesn't happen, it's just me doing tours and trying to sell a few books here and there, and I'm thinking, God, it's very hard. Mm-hmm. It becomes very hard. However, having said all of that, God knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And in the end of the day, he has the final say. And the victory, we're not waiting for victory. I want people to understand this. We're not waiting for victory. We already have victory.
Amen.
The victory was accomplished on that cross 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
And when you show up into the battlefield from that perspective,
yes,
that the war is already won,
you're like David.
You're just dancing around and having fun.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So I always like to end with a prayer for you, especially because there's a praying audience out there. What specifically, you've talked about a lot of things, but anything personal that we can lift up for you?
You know, I have been serving the Lord for decades, and through that craziness, the arrests and many different things, Arthur Pulaski's flesh says, I don't want to hurt. I don't want to go through the craziness. I don't want to go through courts. So through the years, I've learned that the best prayer that we can have is, and I think I said that many times to you and others, is not my will but thy will. Mm-hmm. I want all of us.
You want to be in his perfect will,
which right? sometimes is not our will.
Good, pleasing, and perfect will of him.
Because think about it, no one wants to suffer.
Right.
No one wants to go through the gallows and through the fiery furnaces and all of that stuff. But in the end of the day, remember, it was in the fire that Jesus sets them free.
Right.
In the fire, they have an encounter with the living God. In the fire, they became a testimony.
Right.
And in the fire, they received their promotion. So sometimes we need to go to the fire. And fire is very unpleasant. So my prayer, and if you can pray with me that way, that God's perfect will would always manifest in our lives.
I love it. I love it. Do you mind if I pray right now on that?
Sure.
Oh, Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Pastor Arthur Pulaski. Lord, just thank you so much for making him the lion and giving other lions out there the actual motivation not to bow. Lord, and we just thank you for him. We thank you that he is willing to be that donkey. He's willing to just submit as clay because you're the potter, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for allowing each of us and everybody listening to my voice as well to submit to you and have you yoke us. Yoke Dr. Pulaski, like even bet more than he is right now, to where he hears from you, not just when he's alone with you, but constantly throughout the day? Or are you so close to him that you know he's interruptible? Make us interruptible to your plan and what we need to do every single minute of the day. May we be in your good, pleasing, and perfect will. Not our will, but your perfect will, Lord. We love you so much. And we bind the rulers and authorities and powers of this dark world trying to take him off his path, and we loose angels of all rankings and divisions just to help him keep on that path. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for the privilege of serving you. And we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless. We're signing off here from Tulsa.
Market volatility soars as trade wars, government debt, and global chaos shake the economy. But for centuries, gold and silver have been trusted safe haven assets. Overpriced coins may lose value. Call Kirk Elliott Precious Metals to invest in low-cost 100% liquid bullion. Kirk educates you, charges no commission when you sell, and helps you seize this historic bull market. Protect your wealth now with KEPM at 720-605-3900 or go to kepm.com/b2t.
Our audience knows we don't promote anything unless it works. I fell off a ladder, fell down on my leg, opened it up, and there was great pain in it, so I used the patch, and immediately it went away. No pain.
Backed by scientific research and rigorous lab testing, even people who have suffered for decades are getting amazing results. We now have hundreds of testimonials for pain relief, allergy relief, anti-anxiety, brain boost, keto boost, and many other solutions, all with zero drugs and no side effects. Quantum is simply about two things. One, intentions, as a man thinketh, so he is. And two, renewing your mind with the Word of God. This unique yet potent multisensory approach is powerful, and it works. The patch provides the touch, and the included prayer guide uses your sight, speech, and hearing to utilize the senses God gave you. That's the quantum effect. Are you ready to experience the quantum effect?
Go to QEstrong.com and use code FAITH.
Deception floods our airwaves, but Faith and Freedom TV fights back with truth. Our bold content, news, shows, Bible teachings, worship, and films shines with biblical conviction and patriotic courage, free from globalist lies. We empower Christian patriot creators to share faith and liberty. Access thousands of videos on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, Android, and iOS. Join the battle at faithandfreedom.tv.
We're in Tulsa at the Reawaken Tour, kind of this reunion. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It really is fun. Yeah. It's been an amazing weekend so far. I mean, we're not even to the weekend, but it's been amazing just to run into good friends like you and all the other people that we're running into. I could just start dropping names, but I'll forget.
Man, but this is John Richardson.
Yeah.
And a B-17 bomber sometimes, or what else do they call you nowadays?
Yeah, well, the apricot seed guy is probably what people know me
Hidden
as.
Healings Uncensored on the network.
On the Faith and Freedom Network, yeah.
So we're getting Hidden Healings Uncensored. Yep. I mean, you're in a lot of other places too, so we'll talk about
We're on Rumble, and we're on we're just on so many different platforms. We're really focusing recently on some of the social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok to drive people to faith.
And you have to be really careful, because if you say John Richardson on YouTube, it's like it'll be taken down immediately. Yeah. It's like.
Well, you know, when you're anybody that's a truth teller, or, follows the people that tell the truth. What you know, when people are over the target, when they censor you, and they always say medical misinformation, but they can never quote. Like when we contact them and write letters, we say, "What was it that we said that wasn't true?" Because we can back it up with the studies. And I've got people walking around this conference that come up to me and say, "Your advice saved my life, John." And I'm not charging people for advice or anything like that. And what was my advice? My advice is, no matter what you're going to do with your C word, we call it C word so we don't get censored. No matter what you're going to do, if you're going to do chemo, radiation, surgery, at least do all the natural things you can do well along with it.
Right.
And so if you could try the natural answers to the C word first, before you do the chemo, radiation, surgery, you might even be better off. And so I'm bumping into people that are saying, your advice made me think, that I just need to get healthy, eat right, do the right things, the things you talk about, John, and I can change the course of my life. And so, that shouldn't be able to be censored.
Yeah,
information.
No question.
It shouldn't be able to be censored, just telling people the right things to do. And we were just talking to some other people about products, natural answers that have been known about for years and that are still censored. So we are busting through. Guys like you, thank you so much, are getting this information out on other channels, and people are starting to put their views
on the platforms that don't censor the information that they get.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that's great about your platform is that, you know, we're not stopping people from telling the truth.
Yeah, it's a not easy thing to get it out there, but that's what Faith and Freedom TV is all about, going to Roku and Fire TV and to Fast TV channels and right. Hopefully Truth Plus and other places will get the information out, right? Yeah. Because you guys are doing the great work, and I'm just trying to amplify it, right?
Yeah.
Brian Artis just got through doing a whole thing on nicotine, right? But B17 is kind of like that, right?
Well, Brian and I are very good friends.
Yeah.
And he believes in B17 just as much as I believe in nicotine, but it did take
me a year.
You know what I'm saying is...
Oh, I see. You guys are...
We are friends. Yeah. When it started out, that's the punchline of the story, is when he started telling me about nicotine, I automatically went to my childhood and thought, my dad told me cigarettes are bad, nicotine's addictive, it's horrible. My dad was an MD.
Right.
Everybody told us nicotine was really bad. Well, Brian gets on his soapbox and tells people, no, it's not bad, it's not addictive, it's actually good for you, and it stops so many of these horrible things from happening to us. And so when I first told him about B17, he was like skeptical. Isn't that the thing that has cyanide poisoning, John?
Yeah.
And so we got together. I taught him all about B17. He taught me all about nicotine. And now we're both, you know, equally as excited about the other person's passion.
Right.
Brian is a brilliant guy. I can't even begin to tell you how much he's taught me. And but nicotine, your audience is probably hearing us talk about nicotine and go, what are these, you know, cigarette pushers? And what are they, bring out some chew?
Brian's been on every week, every month my show. So my audience knows.
All right, well, sorry. Well, even to family members I tell, you know, that nicotine is good, they're like, John, you were always the person that would, you know, get mad at people that smoke cigarettes or whatever.
Okay.
But
smoking is bad because they got the chemicals in there.
It is bad. It is bad. I'm not trying to compare it. But you know, Brian's told you that people that smoke cigarettes, even though the chemicals are bad in there, had lower incidence of COVID.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense for a respiratory problem.
Right. That should be the
because
exact
it wasn't
opposite.
Respiratory. It was nicotine receptors to your diaphragm. What's that called? The thing that makes you breathe.
Diaphragm.
The diaphragm, yeah.
So, no, I agree with you. And sometimes it's just funny, but we are learning. And Brian is teaching thousands and thousands of people through your show, through his book. We're speaking at a conference called Hidden Health Secrets in Missouri in, I think it's November.
Awesome.
Together, and you know we've met here at the Clay Clark events that was called Reawaken. It used to be called Reawaken. Now it's Resist the Reset or whatever. I don't know what they rebranded it as, because you know we got Trump in and we're still fighting these health battles. You know?
Right.
So
they still have a lot of power. It's just sickening to me to see how much Big Pharma still controls.
Exactly. And so I work with the Maha organization every week, and they have a little Zoom call every Wednesday. They tell us the truth about what's happening, but they also tell us, so there's so many good things that are happening in the Maha movement.
Is that the Maha government unit or the independent? Okay.
No, well, it's called the Maha Media Action Pack.
Okay.
It's always have a government representatives. Dr. Oz was on there.
Okay.
Marty Markery was on.
Okay.
But they also have people like Leanna Warner Gray. I don't know if you know her. She wrote the book Cancer Free with Food. They have the actor. He's the English, British actor, and his name has slipped my mind. But he used to be really like left wing, but now he's
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand comes on pretty much every week.
Okay.
And what we learn is that there's so many good things happening, but the media out there is not telling us those
things.
So what we're hearing about is that the Maha movement is not doing the good things, but they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just, you know, we just got to keep fighting the battle. That's, we're all doing it. We're all in our own way. We're fighting the battle of truth to get it out there. But the Maha movement and RFK specifically is doing tremendous work.
Mm-hmm.
But people see, they hear on something and they hear that he pushed some vaccine or something like that, or he didn't make them illegal, and they think, oh, he's turned the other side. There's so many millions of dollars, billions of dollars on the Big Pharma side that they can get news reporters to report lies and people believe it.
Right.
They can get people to vote on stuff, congressmen or senators to vote on stuff against the opposite of what they told the people that they were going to do. So the money is incredible, like you said.
$300 million a year, Big Pharma.
Which is
100x what AIPAC does. And everybody says, AIPAC is a problem.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And the Big Pharma is like, I think sickle cell anemia drugs, which this is my dad proved that sickle cell anemia could be treated with vitamin B17, Laetrile and B17. He proved it with live cell testing, and I just spoke to that gentleman right there about live cell testing he does on his product. And the point is that they hid that, they censored it in the 70s, and so sickle cell anemia produces $98 billion in sales for the drug companies today. And my dad proved it in the 70s that you could just give somebody higher dose of B17 and it takes the cells from being sickle-shaped to being circularly shaped. And you might want to interview that gentleman over there. He's a biohacker, too. He's found a way to get rid of blood clots on people that have been taking the vaccine. He's from Canada, and he's also a friend with the Pastor Pulowski. Have you heard
of him? Oh, yeah. I interviewed him just a while ago.
Okay, well, he came down here as a friend of his, and I just happened to sit next to him back in the green room here. We were both just like sitting down to relax, and we started talking. And so this movement's happening. The conversations you and I are having, the conversations that Brian Hart is having, the teaching he's doing, people are waking up, and people are moving away from the orthodox medical system in droves. Right. It's collapsing.
That's a beautiful thing.
People aren't taking the drugs the doctors say. They want to know what's the root cause of their cancer. Even if they decide to do chemo or surgery, they want to know what caused it. Right. The doctors are having to go, well, you know, I don't know. I've had Netflix, believe it or not, Netflix, one of their most popular shows, their number 3 rated show, talked about apricot seeds.
Wow.
And one of the doctors said...
And it wasn't a slam?
It wasn't a slam. The doctor said, if your patient had chemo radiation surgery and didn't get any better and they were at the end of their rope, what would you tell them to do? He said, I'd tell them to take the apricot seeds.
Wow.
Yeah, my son did a video on it. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy that that's happening in the site. Now, we're still censored. Still put my name out on YouTube. Yeah. Some little computer nerd in the back's going, oh, John Richardson, you got to delete him. Because the cancer drug companies are making billions.
I don't even think they need a person back there. It's just an automated algorithm. John Richardson, B17.
Yeah, B17, right? Richardson, Nutritional
Laetrile.
Bad.
Boom,
out.
That's medical misinformation.
Well, thankfully on Rumble and on Truth and Faith and Freedom TV and other networks like that, they're not censoring this.
Right.
So people can get the truth. And so if a platform doesn't like you to be healthy, then move away from that platform.
Right.
You know, we all use YouTube. I'm guilty of it myself. But if that platform is stopping us from hearing the truth about our bodies, then we should.
Yeah. Don't listen to health information on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No.
you might a how-to video about how to take something apart or something. That might be okay. Yeah. But yes. So talk about a little bit about. I know you, your brother, who signed me up as an affiliate.
Yeah.
But also your site. So there's two sites that they can go
brother,
to. So talk about those.
My brother lives right here in Austin, Texas. He just texted me. His daughter got invited to play.
So my if you want apricot seeds, you can go to blessedteacher.com/B17.
Yep.
But also you have an RNC store that's done really well. Talk about that.
My brother and I didn't separate. We've been best friends our whole lives. At a certain point, I wanted to tell the story about my father and G. Everett Griffin and these pioneers. Tomorrow I'm speaking on the historical figures that talked about B17 in the 70s, 80s, gave their life. And then the current figures like Ed Group and Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
And almost all of them are here.
all these doctors are here who know about B17 and are telling their patients about it. So we're talking about the heroes. I wanted to go that avenue, and my brother said, I just want to be around to supply, because he saw the government was coming, was coming
that's
after.
True, that's
the
true.
FDA, hit me
two
with
different approaches.
They hit me at one point with a site that I had to change my website. They hit him with something at some point. So there was a little concern that they were going to come after Canada outlawed apricot seeds.
Oh, my goodness.
Australia outlawed apricot seeds. Oh. Now, people are getting them now, but can you imagine the government outlawing something that's found in fruit?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, anyway, my brother's company, apricotpower.com, he's a great Christian man. He's a great father, homeschools his kids, got a great product. And, we basically have the same thing, except I come from the side of you of telling the story about my dad and everything.
And my brother, that's RNC
RNCstore.com.
RNCstore.com.
I think we have an affiliate a link for your for people too. I thought we did.
Well, no, I think we just did it with your brother, but yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, but that's important, guys. And it's different format you can get in, because if you just take a apricot seeds by yourself, it might be a little bitter. But if you talk about that, how people get around the bitterness.
People get around the bitterness by grinding it up. You can take it in a capsule form that's purified. Mm-hmm. You put it in your smoothie. You know, you get used to chewing on it. We used to eat more bitter foods. We used to eat more lima beans and millet and barley, all things that have B17 that are also bitter.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds of apples, the seeds of plums, the seeds of all sorts of fruits have the bitter flavor in them. But the way you can do things like apple cider vinegar is a great cover up for chewing the seeds and doing
interesting.
It. People have used, honey is a great one to do. And people put flavorings on it. But if you grind it up in a coffee grinder and put it in your coffee, your organic mushroom coffee, or you put it in your smoothies, if you do a morning smoothie, especially like the green type of smoothies where you do broccoli sprouts or things like that. And you can put it in soups. You can put it on salmon. My wife, when she makes a pesto salmon, any kind of pesto meal, the apricot seeds actually make that flavor come out more.
Awesome.
And there's actually a book. I think Charlie, my brother, sells it, but we sell a book called The Little Cyanide Cookbook. We also have Cancer Free with Food on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And these books, Leanna Warner Gray wrote that book. She cured her cancer with food and apricot seeds. And I hate to use the word cure. She put her cancer into remission, but there's lots of different recipes you can find and make it delicious. So
right, and you also don't you sell like ground up already?
We sell the seed meal. You squeeze the oil out of it and use that for facial reasons. We've got all sorts of
does that help?
Wonderful
does that help with the B17 in your whole body?
Well, the oil doesn't have any B17 in it, but it has all sorts of other wonderful
interesting.
Things.
Okay,
we just got somebody wiped out their psoriasis with our apricot seed oil. It's actually God's medicine made for us.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 1:29 said, "You shall have the seed for thy food."
Mm-hmm.
And if we take that literally, that's what God meant. He didn't say avoid the seeds at all costs and only eat seedless apples and seedless grapes and seedless watermelons. That's all.
Which
GMO.
Are basically means they can't reproduce, right?
They can't reproduce. How do you grow a seedless watermelon? I've never been able to understand that.
Yeah.
Is there a seed? I heard somebody say today that the seeds as
single generation.
Single generation, yeah. And so the companies can continue to sell the seeds. Anyway, I'm getting off track. But if you're eating a seedless fruit, you're eating a bastardization of God's medicine.
Yes. Yep.
You want to eat as natural, organic. Grow it yourself if you can. Yeah. Shop at natural
and
grocers.
And spit out the seeds, right? Yeah. on
no,
your
don't
watermelon.
Spit, yeah. It's no, eat the seeds.
You eat the seeds, actually.
Yeah, eat the seeds,
okay.
yeah. No,
that's
that,
a good point.
Yes, that's my point is that God said to eat the seeds for thy food, and that's where the laetrile is contained.
And that's Genesis what?
Genesis 1:29.
1:29.
Yeah,
okay.
I should have the entire text memorized, but it's God gave us the plants and especially the seeds for thy food, for thy meat.
Wow,
yeah.
That's really interesting. It's
so
great.
Powerful.
So talk about this potential biotech and how you're feeling better now. What happened?
Mm-hmm. I think something happened to me, and I'm not prepared to tell exactly what it is, but something happened to me that caused my colon to have a blockage.
Not fun.
And I was recommended by 15 doctors to get surgery to have that blockage removed.
Wow.
And I chose not to do that. I just went to more of my dad's protocol. I regularly eat the right stuff, but one of the things about nutrition sometimes, if you have a blockage in your large intestine, it's hard to get the nutrients down there all the way down through your stomach, your small intestine, and all the way down to your colon. So I had to learn ways like IV, injections of B17 IV into my veins, and then also doing enemas. That's not a fun subject to talk about, but I started doing coffee enemas. I break open the B17 capsules. I break open the enzymes and the B15, and I would do a coffee enema for 15 minutes and hold it in. Doesn't sound fun.
Right.
But once you get used to it, it gets you regular. And then, so I went from having this blockage that modern medical system said I needed to cut out to having normal bowel movements, eating well. I got all the way down to 142 pounds. I got really skinny. Yeah, I was like
gone. Because your body wasn't taking the nutrients in.
My body wasn't taking the nutrients in. And I made a mistake doing something. And I, like I said, it's not that I'm hiding it. It's just that I'm not prepared to say.
Right.
I want to make sure that I don't give people bad information. But I'm now back out. This is actually my first time going to conventions to speak tomorrow. Time I'm speaking. I've only done 3 podcasts in the last 6 months, whereas previously I did 350 podcasts in a year.
You kind of overworked yourself, too.
I did.
Right?
So, I truly did. God said, slow down a little bit, enjoy life, but also, let people know that the protocol is not just that there's not a magic bullet.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a horrible immune system and you're eating really bad food and you're drinking alcohol, not that I was overindulging, but I was drinking alcohol. I've stopped for the last year. When you're doing those things and then you just think taking a little apricot seed is going to take care of all your problems, that's the wrong approach.
Yeah.
So the thing I would tell people is that you want to have a full body approach to taking care of yourself and try to make the right decisions about 80% of the time when you're eating something, especially at a restaurant or here at this show. Make the right decision 80% of the time, and then the 20% of the time you can mess around with that. Have a piece of cheesecake and drink a beer on Saturday at the football game or whatever, and not destroy your health.
Well, we're so glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, thank
you. And so, but we do want to pray anything specific for you now.
Making the right choices on my schedule, making the right choices on when I'm out in the road and I don't, the choices are less. I don't have my wife cooking organic food back at the hotel right now, so I've got to choose where to eat. And choosing a salad, not eating gluten, stay away from, stay away from dairy products as much as possible. Butter's okay, but like cream and cow's milk and things like that are not good for someone that's dealing with the things I am. So just continue, for continued good choices, and also all things in moderation. So I've cut my schedule back to working about 5 hours a day, unless I'm here on the road, which then I can't help it. But I used to work 12 hours a day pretty much, and I'd get home and my kids would be asleep. I would do a podcast at 9:30 at night. I get home, my youngest son was asleep, so he wouldn't see me. And so, even though we're doing God's work, we still have to remember we have family. And at the end of all of it, what's the most important thing to us? Is our family.
Amen. Let me pray for you now.
Please.
Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for John Richardson and everything that he's done to be on the front lines of this battle with Big Pharma and just telling people the truth about things that are healthy for you, Lord. Thank you for that. And we just ask that the Jehovah Rapha touches him now. You just heal him completely of his colon and everything and anything else that's wrong with him that he may not even know about. Just touch him with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Your Jehovah Rapha touch and just remove it. And if there's any spirits involved there, we just remove that by the mighty name of Jesus. Goes to the pit, any spiritual through the pit, and doesn't return or send anything in its place. Lord, thank you for giving us the power giving us the authority over all the power of the enemy. Lord, thank you for that. And to tread on serpents and scorpions and these spirits, we say no to those. And we bind those rulers and authorities and powers of the dark world. And we loose angels of all rankings and divisions to help John stand his path. Lord, just bless him with health going forward. Bless him with the discernment to do exactly what you want him to do. Just be with him to where you tell him what his path is. Enjoy his family. Enjoy this walk. Lord, I could learn from that, working too many hours. Lord, I just thank you for John and being able to balance his life and be able to make the right choices, especially on the road. Lord, just allow him completely restored health as he continues to let people know about how to keep their health as well. Lord, we just love you so much, and we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, man.
God bless you, too. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We are signing off here from Tulsa.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I have my stupid.
Floods our airwaves, but Faith and Freedom TV fights back with truth. Our bold content, news, shows, Bible teachings, worship, and films shines with biblical conviction and patriotic courage, free from globalist lies. We empower Christian patriot creators to share faith and liberty. Access thousands of videos on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, Android, and iOS. Join the battle at faithandfreedom.tv.
We're here in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the reunion of the Reawaken Tour. And I got Simone Gold here. Thank you for coming. Dr. Simone Gold, thank you for being here.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Yeah, it's like you got some exciting things going on and you were on fire on stage just a while ago. So
thank you, yes.
Tell us what's news. I don't think we've talked to you in like a year or so.
I know, it's been a while. First of all, thank you so much for Clay Clark for bringing us all back.
Yes.
You know, this
Amen.
Is this, this this area, this arena, is filled with people who really felt the fire of the last several years and stood strong. And, you know, it's so exciting to be back with really such amazing truth tellers and people, right?
A lot of great people here.
Yeah, but, you know, my lane specifically is medical freedom, which if you think about it, is really a subset of religious freedom, right? God wants us to live free, and so we have bodies, we have souls, but the souls are encased in a body, and that body needs to be kept healthy. And we have the right and the obligation to keep ourselves healthy. And then we saw during COVID that doctors who we used to think was our partners in that move were really not. Many, many doctors were not really being helpful, or they were actually obstructing information. So that's why I started speaking out during the COVID years. Mm-hmm. You know, my background is an ER doctor, so that's how you and I got
together. You didn't get attacked at all, did you?
Right, and then as a dissident doctor, I endured tremendous attacks. So
did you get on the dissident 12 or something like that list?
So I don't know. You know what's funny is I actually was not on that list.
Okay, it was like most people think you are.
I know, they do. The only list that I wasn't on, but I was on the FBI's watch list.
Wow.
The FBI broke my door down. I don't know if you even know, I went to jail. I went to prison. Wow. I was in prison for 60 days because, you know, I'm that dangerous.
Yeah. Because you walked into the open doors and gave a speech, right?
It's it was
2 minutes or something like
it was,
that?
It was a misdemeanor, and nobody goes to prison for misdemeanor.
Yeah.
But there you go.
But there's Biden's administration made sure you did.
Yeah. And then,
and they knocked down your door too, didn't they?
Yeah, this wasn't like a normal arrest where they call you and they're like, hey, can you come down and talk to us? This was 20 people in tactical gear.
Wow.
Bulletproof vest, huge weapons pointed right at me. I had the laser sight beams on my chest, and I looked at it, I go, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa. And I'm grateful to this day that, you know, I wasn't shot dead on the spot, because I could actually see like little beads of sweat on the officer. On the officer's lip, you know, it's a high adrenaline moment for them. So I think that this is very intentional. I think they're hoping that someone gets killed accidentally.
Wow.
And, but I endured all that. And what came after that, the government then came after me, and they tried to take away my medical license. They tried to take away my ability to practice medicine. You may recall, I'm also a lawyer. They tried to take away my ability to practice law. So the government came after me hard, and I want to just let people know, I wrote a book about it, and it's called Selective Persecution. And
that I'm mentioning is definitely it, selective.
Yeah, and I'm mentioning it. It's on Amazon, Selective Persecution, and it is such an unbelievable read. It's like fast-paced. It's like it's all the things that I went through, but I use what I went through as a launching pad to explain the tyranny that's in our government already.
Right.
How is it that we have a system that could put me in prison?
Yeah.
I understand that Biden, they didn't like what I had to say. I understand that. But the infrastructure should not be there to put people like me in prison. It shouldn't exist. And how is the infrastructure existing that they could take away my medical license? So I walk through people the infrastructure of tyranny that's here. It's selective persecution. And I sometimes like to tell people my favorite chapter in the book. So that there's a chapter on the arrest, the violent FBI SWAT team arrest. There's a chapter of my time in prison. There's a chapter on how corrupt the judge is. And by the way, I don't mince words. I name names. I say who lied. The prosecutors lied. I pull her name out. I put the transcript. You can see that we've got prosecutors lying, judges lying.
And it comes down to the bar exam, too, the bar
system,
right?
They came after the bar. Yeah, yes. It's very, the whole thing is kind of incestuous. But the book is not negative. The book is positive because we actually have an opportunity in America to reclaim a lot of these things. Infrastructure is not so tightened around our neck yet that we can't do anything. I'm very afraid for Canada, for example. You actually can't do what we're doing in Canada. The doctors can't practice freely like we are able to do here.
Right.
We still have a lot of freedoms. My favorite chapter in the book is when, in my time in prison, my 60 days, I had to do something productive. That's just kind of how I'm oriented. So I interviewed every woman who would talk with me. And that book, like, why are all these women in prison? Like, what do they do to be here? You know, it is really, really eye-opening. And as we think of ourselves as conservative law and order kind of people. Mm-hmm. I want to just introduce to you that we've been bamboozled a lot on the conservative law and order side to think that crime and punishment throw away the key. It's not what they're doing. Our federal government is so out of control with the crime that they're overcharging people and they're letting them rot in prison.
Yeah, most of them feel that they look at you as like somebody that is a hero. That's that because we need to tell our story.
Yeah, but the,
tell
I'm
our
just
story.
Saying the ordinary women that were in prison, a lot of them were. I dove deep. A lot of them were overcharged. Right. Instead of, for example, being like prostitution or like using pot, they were charged with drug smuggling. They were charged with like solicitation and sex trafficking. It wasn't the case when you drill down into it, and I'm just throwing it out there. If you never thought about it, that our our Bureau of Prison and our FBI and our DOJ is really as ill as our medical system is.
Mm-hmm. It's That's very scary.
Well, we're taking away people. You shouldn't be throwing away people into prison forever.
Right.
The Bible says what to do, right? Uh-huh. You can punish someone financially, you can beat them, and you can capital punishment. That, so we get that from the Bible. Mm. There is no biblical precedent for throwing away the key on someone for 25 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
If they're that incorrigible, we've got the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But short of that, we're not supposed to be throwing away people.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw our system has thrown away a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
The chapter will change your,
wow.
your it'll open your eyes
mm-hmm.
on our prison system. Mm-hmm. So it's a fascinating book. Selective
wow.
persecution.
That is fun. That is fun. And so
yeah.
Now, you've done a lot more. You're trying to change this medical system / insurance system, and it's more than just medical, right?
Yes.
So talk a little
totally.
Bit about how that change happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, the question I get over the last few years, more than any other question, is how do I find a doctor who won't lie to me, who'll tell me the truth, who's unbiased? Like, how do I know what to believe? So we launched a few years ago Gold Care, Gold, G-O-L-D, care.com. And we have all the medical answers. So whenever you see something in the news that's scary, hantavirus, and alpha-gal disease, the tick disease, or measles, whatever the flavor du jour is on medical issues, we've got the answers for you at goldcare.com. We do all these town halls, we do all these webinars, all these classes. It's a small monthly fee, it's a membership model. It's kind of like Amazon or Netflix, and you come and join for $17 a month, and you get access to the most amazing, righteous, ethical, honorable, truthful medical information, and access to all the righteous doctors. You want to make an appointment with a doctor, no matter where you live, we've got national telemedicine over the whole country.
GoldCare.com. You should change it to $17.76 a month.
That is not a bad idea.
I did that on one of my things
yeah,
in the past.
That's
but
so
anyway.
Well, GoldCare.com, it's for you. Like, if you have any medical questions, or you just want to know if your doctor's telling you the truth. I mean, a lot of times people just don't know anymore. Like, do I need the shingle shot? Do I need the pneumovax shot? Like, purely medical. It's not ideological. It's not political. Just, you want some straight answers, GoldCare.com. And then you and I were talking about the fact that health insurance is such a problem. You know, it's so
yeah.
expensive. And, you know, I like to tell people that I actually haven't had health insurance for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that sounds kind of crazy coming from a doctor, right? Because, but it's actually because I knew that the system was terrible.
Right.
And not
that
only...
That forces you to just treatments that the Rothschilds would want you to do.
So it's right. very expensive, inefficient, bureaucratic, and it forces you down, like, a path that... sometimes it's in your interest and sometimes isn't in your interest. But the point is, I'm an individual and I want to be treated for me. It also kind of forces you to pick Dr. A over Dr. B, and maybe you want Dr. B. And like, I just hated everything about health insurance. It has really lost its way. It's not what it was in my father's day. Health insurance should exist to protect you from a financial catastrophe. That's what it should exist for.
That's
and we've
point.
Moved so far away from that.
Right.
So because of that, and to service you, to help you, like if you're self-employed or you're struggling, you don't know, or you don't have insurance because you're like, it's too expensive, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm self-pay. We launched Gold Care Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that at goldcarebenefits.com, goldcarebenefits.com.
Gold Care Benefits. Okay.
And it's my promise to you that if you've got health insurance now, I am certain that we can save you 20% at least, and I think it's much higher. In my own personal case, my Blue Cross premiums, direct comparison, was double the Gold Care Insurance price. Double. Like, in my case, it was 50% less. But what I can promise you, and really virtually everyone's case, it will be about at least 20% less. And if you're a small business owner, please come find us because you're throwing money away that you can use to build your business.
Right.
I want people to live free, and part of living free is having enough money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And the average family of four is $2,200 a month on insurance. What are you getting for that? I'm sure you've got better uses for your $2,200.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a small business owner, you know that that's coming out of your bottom line.
Right.
So we want to help you.
Yeah, that's
every
awesome.
Every patriot business, every church, every small business owner, every individual, everyone who's self-pay, everyone who's self-employed, you know, just come find us, goldcarebenefits.com.
Okay. And the first site was
and it's goldcare.com.
Well, goldcare.com
yeah.
and goldbenefits.com.
Yeah, goldcare.com. Actually, I shouldn't give you so many URLs. Goldcare.com. You can find both.
Oh, really? You can get both
goldcare.com.
That's good.
It's so much easier.
Right, yeah, that is easier. So tell us, maybe take one story out of prison that surprised you.
Yeah.
Anything come to mind?
Question. Absolutely. I think the one that bothered me the most, and it's in, I believe it's chapter 14 in my book, I was looking around at prison, and you know, I really had nothing to do for those 60 days, but talk to people. And a lot of the people seemed like they shouldn't be there for such a length of time. I would say about a third of the people were what I might call institutionalized. They were like maybe former foster care children, terrible backstory, terrible life. And I really don't think they could live easily outside in the outside world. So they land in prison like in a circular thing. That's about a third of people. About a third were white collar, like me, that were just gonna be there for a shorter time. And they'll get out. And then about a third were kind of in there for a long time. And those stories I found very interesting. So there was one woman in particular, she was polite and she was kind and she was helpful and she was a hard worker. And I was shocked to find that she was in for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got her backstory, it was essentially like a little bit of prostitution. I'm not advocating for it. Obviously, it's not what a person should do with her life, but she had a very messed up childhood and backstory. She had three children by the time she was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
This was her life. And as part of her life, her man, they were doing like some light prostitution, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how did you get 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it turned into, they charged her and him with sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear the whole story, and she's a very like religious woman. She's like literally reading the Bible every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew she wasn't lying to me, but I verified the facts when I got out.
Mm-hmm.
They overcharged her. It should have been, Rick, it should have been like prostitution. Instead, they charged her with sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the backstory, and this was the same judge, the same courtroom as the Jeffrey Epstein nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeffrey Epstein goes to that same courthouse,
mm-hmm.
and they basically let him off. They let him off.
Yeah.
They put him in like 12 months, and like he could fly out of his helicopter during that 12 months. It was like a house arrest, some mild thing.
Yeah.
And everyone was angry because he was about to get out. This is like in 2012 or something. And they were about to get out. And so the next case to land on the judges and that courthouse desk was this woman's case.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw the book at her.
Mm-hmm.
And they overcharge it like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that and I'm embarrassed as a nation that we take people and we think they're so expendable. This is a woman who had kind of a messed up childhood, was doing something she shouldn't have been doing, but they weren't violent.
Mm-hmm.
She'd grown up a lot, and she maybe should have been in jail a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the details, 2 years maybe? I asked her how long she thought she should be in jail, because when I met her, she was a wonderful person. She said, no, she says, I was pretty angry. I think I should have been in for about 5 years. She goes, but everything after 5 years was a total waste.
Mm-hmm.
She had that insight. She took every class that they had. She like got her degree.
Mm-hmm.
Her kid's in college now. I mean, why is she sitting in prison? That's our system.
Yeah.
Our system thinks it's okay to throw away the individual. And the way I see it, if you don't think the individual is preeminent, then you don't really care if you kill them with COVID shots, you care if you throw them away in prison. I think it's the same fight. But the individual matters to God.
Amen.
The individual matters.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I just interviewed Art Polinsky, who also went to prison for just speaking the truth, right? And it was like, but God used him in such an amazing way in prison. And so maybe this story and some of the stories you have in that chapters are one of the reasons why God put you through this. And so I'm so sorry you went through it, but I know.
It was hopefully for something better. I'm just giving like the rough edges of the story, but again, I'm a doctor and a lawyer, and I went through the law of what happened in this woman's case and how the law is being deployed and weaponized and used against the ordinary citizen. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
They use the law against really just a mixed up girl.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd like the judges to have to pay some penalty for getting it so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not very helpful.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's what we're fighting, though, is this whole system, right? If we let globalism win, we're not going to have a country, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
So that's where we are. So hopefully I still have this because I have a new computer and it's sleeping on me. But I'll turn that sleep off on the next one. But we always like to end with a prayer for you and anything personally that these great Christian patriots can pray for.
I know it's very practical, but it is deep on my heart that people should come to goldcarebenefits.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is my father was an immigrant. We're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a Holocaust survivor.
Mm-hmm.
This nation saved him, lifted him up. Mm-hmm. He was a wonderful doctor, and we need to save our nation. Mm-hmm. And if you are allowing yourself to be kind of enslaved by the system, mm-hmm. then you're not going to be free to stand up for what's right. And this is my mission behind GoldCareBenefits.com. So for me, it's bigger than a business. Mm-hmm. It's my way to turn back the tide of socialism mm-hmm. that's trying to take over our nation. But pray as you wish. But okay. For me, that's what's on my heart.
Okay. Is there a difference in your opinion on medical freedom versus health freedom, or is that
no,
just kind of
I just call it medical freedom.
Okay.
But for me, I think they're synonyms.
They're synonyms. Okay, yeah. That's great. Well, let me lift this up. But Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Dr. Simone Gold, Lord. Thank you for her fighting on the front lines of this battle, Lord. And we know that you've put her through this situation for specific reasons, Lord. And so just make that very clear to her. That's my first prayer, Lord, and that you'll just allow her to come so close to you as she becomes the clay, you're the potter for us all, Lord. You yoke her, and she's listening to you constantly, and you're just communicating with her constantly about what her path is. And we bind the rulers and authorities and powers of this dark world that are trying to take her off her path, and we loose angels of all rankings and divisions to help her stay on her path, Lord. And we just pray that this whole health freedom and medical freedom events, Lord, come to not a Rothschild medicine type thing, but move toward freedom, Lord. And so we just ask that people will. We'll look at goldcare.com. We'll go find out where they can get freedom, Lord. We pray for that you'll amplify the voice of Simone like never before, to let people know how to get that health freedom, how to get that medical freedom, Lord. And just the last thing I just want to say is that in Acts 3:19, you talk about there's a time of refreshing that comes across people, so the Holy Spirit. And we just ask the Holy Spirit comes across Simone right now, just relaxes her, allows, just refreshes her for this period of time, or to wake up with the joy of the Lord tomorrow morning. We thank you for that. And we love you so much, Lord. And we say these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're saying off from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Bye-bye.
As our audience knows, we don't promote anything unless it works. I fell off a ladder, fell down on my leg, opened it up, and there was great pain in it. So I used the patch, and immediately it went away. No pain.
Backed by scientific research and rigorous lab testing, even people who have suffered for decades are getting amazing results. We now have hundreds of testimonials for pain relief, allergy relief, anti-anxiety, brain boost, keto boost, and many other solutions, all with zero drugs and no side effects. Quantum is simply about two things. One, intentions, as a man thinketh, so he is. And two, renewing your mind with the Word of God. This unique yet potent multisensory approach is powerful, and it works. The patch provides the touch, and the included prayer guide uses your sight, speech, and hearing to utilize the senses God gave you. That's the quantum effect. Are you ready to experience the quantum effect?
Go to QEstrong.com and use code FAITH at checkout.